We're going to start writing quick vocabulary and poetry. Here is your first word.
The first word is popinjay. And it's a noun. It means a strutting or supercilious person.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. Even the way you said it. You went very, very posh British.
On yeah, some Scarlet Pimpernel coming through.
Okay. Examples of popinjay. Who does that guy think he is? Amanda asked in regard to the popinjay who strolled into the restaurant demanding he be seated instantly. That's popinjay, a strutting, supercilious person.
And it comes from the Spanish word papagayo, meaning a parrot.
Oh,
so like a,
yeah,
because
like they're colorful.
Colorful bird.
A loud, colorful bird. Yep.
The next word is nebulous. It's an adjective. It means of, relating to, or resembling a nebula. Or indistinct and vague.
There you go. Hey. Examples of nebulous. There's nothing quite like a literary trilogy. As a reader, there's something wonderful about seeing a story unfold over the course of three books. You get more detailed narrative than a single book without having to deal with nebulous endpoint of an ongoing series. It's nebulous. It's an adjective of, relating to, or resembling a nebula, also indistinct and vague.
And when I think of a nebula, I'm thinking astrophysics, like dust out in space. But really, a nebula originally was a cloud, not in space, but on Earth, like in the atmosphere.
Really?
So that's, I mean,
that's vague.
I don't know if that matters.
It's cloudy. It's vague. So that makes sense for nebulous, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless, of course, you're calling it nebulous because it looks like a nebula in the stars.
Okay, extenuate is a verb. It means to lessen or try to lessen the seriousness or extent of by making partial excuses. Or to lessen the strength or effect of.
Right. Examples of extenuate. Ryan's tardiness to work that morning was extenuated by the fact that his first meeting of the day was canceled. That's extenuate. To lessen or try to lessen the seriousness or extent of by making a partial excuse. Mitigate. To lessen the strength or effect. It's extenuate. It's a verb.
And the roots of it are to make thin.
What?
Yeah.
That's kind of odd.
I wonder, or to stretch.
I guess if you're making something thin, you're weakening it.
Yeah, you're yeah, I guess I'm almost thinking of metal. I wonder, it didn't say anything about
yeah,
metal.
Yeah, when you
like,
say to make thin,
like
you think solid objects. Thinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Okay, the next word is bespoke. It's an adjective meaning custom made or dealing in or producing custom made articles.
Examples of bespoke. Matt, a lifelong collector of vintage and bespoke men's suiting, takes dressing for an occasion very seriously. Black tie the first evening, blue jackets the second. And that is bespoke. It's an adjective. Custom made, dealing in or producing custom made articles.
And the root of it, it's bespoke because you have to go talk to the person. You have to speak to them to make the custom order.
Oh.
And so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense, but still,
It's like saying it was requested.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, it was requested, bespoke.
Yeah.
I had to talk to them to get this.
The next word is trammel, and it's a noun. It's something impeding activity or progress. It's a net for catching birds or fish. It's an adjustable pot hook for a fireplace. What?
What? Indeed.
It's a shackle used for making a horse amble.
What is this thing?
And it's an ellipsograph or beam compass.
All right, let's Google the image and see what we're talking about here. What the heck? What? So it is like this thin, long metal rod with like two little adjustable points on it for measuring stuff. That's what it looks like, right?
Yeah, it's like a ruler. Well, it's kind of like a compass, actually.
Yeah, it's like
it's
a compass.
A ruler with two points.
But it's not,
so
it's not a V.
Circles.
Yeah, it's not a V. It's more like an H shape, but it's a ruler in the middle and it works kind of like a compass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also a net for catching fish.
Yeah. I feel like at one point in history, they didn't have the word thing, so they used trammel, and now it's just
what's left? Okay, how about this? So it's also a hobble for a horse. I don't know if you know what a hobble looks like.
Oh my gosh.
The concept is handcuffs.
Yeah.
So, like, you strap two things onto the horse's legs.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, a thing connecting them in the middle. So this trammel device, which is the ruler with the two posts, is similar in shape to a hobble on a horse.
I see it. Yeah.
Maybe that's how
it still doesn't make sense on the net.
Yeah, that's weird. Something impeding activity. Okay. Yeah, it's coming together. I'm starting.
All right. So examples. Examples of trammel. In her memoir, the singer asserts that her musicmanship was ultimately hampered by the trammels of fame. So this is trammel. It's a noun, something impeding activity, progress, or freedom, restraint, usually used in plural. A net for catching birds or fish, an adjustable pothook for a fireplace crane, and a shackle used for making a horse
the pothook must be that same shape.
It's got to be that shape.
Yeah, so you have a post and then an arm and then something that drops from that arm.
It's that. It's an H with a long middle. Yeah, that's the shape. It's an H with a long middle. And here is the poetry.
This is Fire and Ice by Robert Frost. Some say the world will end in fire, some in ice. From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire. But if it had to perish twice, I think I know enough of hate to say that for destruction, ice is also great and would suffice. Thanks for listening. If you want to leave us a review or check out one of our books, that would be great. And you can loop this to get the vocabulary quickly. And if you do it at double speed, it'll be less than 10 minutes.